for local and international news, you can visit the Eagle website at www.theeagle.com or call 776-2345. For more information, get ready for it. Buenos dias. DJ Noggin, this is the Eclectic Coffee House Morning Groove Edition. So glad I found this record. It got mixed in with the riffraff, and I thought I was going to have to come up with a new theme. Anyway, we got some good stuff coming up for you. Spinning on the tables this morning. Call me up, 779-KEOS, 779-5367. I'd like to remind you that we are still in our pledge drive. Because without your support, we will go off the air. So, call me up at 779-KEOS, 779-5367. If you enjoy Democracy Now, or if you enjoy even the jams that I throw your way. And make a donation. You can also do that on the website, keos.org. We've also got Volunteer Jam coming up on Sunday, September 25th out at Hullabaloo. I'll tell you more about that. But that's a whole bunch of big name Texas artists playing for KUS's benefit. We got friends in places, you know. All right, well, I'm gonna let one lady do what she knows best and tell you a lot better than I can. Donna, tell these fine people about what they can get behind.
Said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
more Yusu's Kunke. And then before that, Donna Summer with On the Radio, one of my favorite tracks of hers, next to Maybe I Feel Love. Anyway, call me up at 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Make a donation or hit up that website, keos.org. And then check out this volunteer jam. Check out this lineup. Elizabeth Wills, Michael O'Connor, Walt Wilkins, Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines, Kevin Higgins and Barbara Maltese, and then Susan Gibson closing it out at 6. This is on Sunday, September 25th, out at Hullabaloo Diner. It's a $15 ticket, but all the proceeds are coming right back to the radio station, and that's like, it's a lot of big acts there. That should be pretty fun. I've seen Michael O'Connor recently for another benefit with the Slade Cleaves, and man, that dude's great. So come check that out. Call me up if you want more information. Again, that number is 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Weather's another real easy one to do today. It's sunny, clear, sunny, mostly clear, sunny, mostly clear, hot, mostly clear. No rain in sight, and temperatures highs in the 90s to 100s. It's going to be heating up again on Monday, it looks like. Oh yeah, we're getting rid of all this. It's 63 degrees right now, but that's going away next week. So enjoy it throughout the weekend. And I'm going to play Michael O'Connor for you. He'll be at the Volunteer Jam. And dig this track. It's called Rancho 12.
Like he's 40, acts like he's 30, and wishes he was. He burns with the hunger he had when he was younger, but the flame's not as hot now as it used to be. There's nothing more desperate than an old desperado, afraid that he's let off his best days go by. There's nothing too tough to cry. Each night after sundown, he's back on the bottle, chasing young women nearly half of his age. But the whiskey just fools him, and the ladies can't soothe him, 'cause yesterday's stronger than the drink in his hand. There's nothing more desperate than an old desperado, afraid that he's let all his best days go by. There's nothing more desperate than an old desperado, who's hurt and lonely, but too tough to cry.
There's a city of fun and fashion. At least that's what they advertise. I don't care for their fun or their fashion. It's as false as the stars in your eyes. And I've been to all of their gay places. I have seen their great white wings. Well, I don't care for their fun or their fashion, but you think it's here to stay. Now he walked the streets of the city, and your heart no longer beats for one. You're fooled by their bright lights and parties. You're thrilled with their passion and their fun. But this city I found and fashion, it holds no treasures, can't you see? This city of fun and fashion has taken your love from me, has taken your love from me.
Hear that train whistle blow, and I wonder where she's going. Steady rolling, fading blue light her, ask her for a ride. But tonight I might. I watched those angels, boxcar signs, destinations I'd love to find. And they keep calling to me. All I do is fight. I've never thought about leaving, but tonight I might. I wanna wake up in the morning somewhere around the bend, and leave this old town without warning and start my life again. I wanna ramble down the tracks with a simple set of. Thank you.
Old Walt Wilkins right there with Tonight I Might. Flying a little blind here. I haven't really listened to him, but since he's going to be at the Volunteer Jam on 25th September, figured I'd play a little bit of it. Guy's pretty mean picker there. Good stuff. Pretty smooth. Walls of tone. Before that, Ray Chaney with Fun and Fashion. And before that, Mo Bandy with Nothing More Desperate Than a Desperado. And we started off with another one from Volunteer Jam. I'm going to be playing a lot of these guys from Volunteer Jam today. We start off with Michael O'Connor doing a track called Ranch Road 12. Call me up at 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Donate and hit up that website, keos.org. You can donate there. Leave us a little note. Let us know how we're doing. Okay, Atari Matt's finally got a record out. If you know anything about, the current local music scene in Bryan, Texas, you know that Atari Matt is at the forefront of said scene. And I can finally do this and play his record on air. Thank you for having me out there too, Matt. So, this is Big Sark off of Happy Mayonnaise. And then we'll play some more Chiba to, cool you down, because this is going to hit you in the face. DJ Petit Esom featuring Fernando Porto Sotinha Que Ser Com Voce The Cosmonautics Mix. Before that, more Chiba with the extended Trigger Hippie remix. And of course, we started that set off with Atari Matt doing Big Sark off of his brand new Happy Mayonnaise record. You should go out there and get it. It's a good one. Check this out. Maybe you're wondering why I'm asking you to donate, and it's because you like programs like this.
Hi, this is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, which is broadcast here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM every weekday afternoon at 12 noon. KEOS Community Radio right here in the Brazos Valley.
And we'd love to keep bringing you that show, so call me up at 779-KUS, 779-5367, make a donation. You can also hit up the website at keos.org. Holler at my internet people. I know you're out there. Anyway, I'm talking a lot about this volunteer jam that we got coming up on Sunday, September 25th, because it's going to be a lot of fun. One of the acts that's playing, I've already gotten into some Michael O'Connor and some Walt Whitkins. I'm going to kind of do a two-for-one here, and I'm going to do Terry Hendrix. She's going to be there, as well as her friend Susan Gibson. She's closing the night out. And this is a song I really like from Terry Hendrix, and I believe it's about Susan Gibson. So, two-for-one right there. I might dig around and get some Susan Gibson here in a minute, too. But anyway, check it out. Call me up, 779-KUS, and come to Volunteer Jam Sunday, September 25th at Hullabaloo Diner. Oh, and check it out. It starts early. It starts at 1. This isn't a nighttime thing. It'll be over. Susan Gibson's playing at 6. So that's on Sunday, September 25th. Here's Terry Hendrix.
Headed out in her Good Times van. She took off to Good Times land with no plans and a dog for company. Susan waved goodbye to me. I said, Suze, it's what you choose. You got to do what you got to do. There's gonna come a day that you're gonna reminisce about the days you were better than this. 4414 Desert View, 78216. Who you are, so much better than this. You're so much better than this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. times van, you're gonna go every place I only dream of. You roll back the seat to make a bigger space to sleep and wake and make a little love. Now Suze, stay away from that vino. Keep yourself up with a cup of cappuccino. Hit the road until it hits you back, and when it does, cry till you laugh. 4414, does it feel? 78216, who you are? Where you been? I'm so much better than this. Don't you know that you're so much better than this? Better than running, better than hiding, better than deciding what you want to do when it's too late. I make it till you make it, and you make it till you can. See the sunshine through the darkness in a plan. You might bite your nails to the nubs when you're wired to the tire that the road rubs. Susan, stay gone in your good times van. You'll make it big in good times land. If I was younger, I'd do what you've done, but I've grown roots where I said there'd be none. 4414 Desert View, 78216, who you are, where you've been, so much better. So much better than 4414 Desert View, 78216. Who you are, where you been, are so much better than this. Don't you know that you're so much better than this?
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back.
Just astonishing.
Next, we'll learn words that
that begin with letter
I'll be the big bad body rocking bomb, pay the boulevard bully back. Better bring a bomb to the battlefield, bloody black piece. Bringing bottoms that boom, basically build barriers, bewilder buffoons.
It's a now to words that begin with letter C.
Crazy character, constantly creating concoctions. Catalyst of cannibalistic rhymes, conqueror. Correctly connecting craniums, crumble down, consistent capacity.
Next, we'll hear words that start with letter D.
Done did that, done did this, diddle don. Domination, no dignified diction. Doing it, deep down dialect, daring doomsday. Duck, devastate, during the duration.
Listen to our song for all me.
Extraterrestrial, electrical, effortless. Eons of energy, everyone affected. Efficiently, epitomize excellent, extravagant, elevate where the essence is.
F is the letter with which these words
like Alicia's got fought for the future, filling up things finally. Fabulous, furious, fatness, follow me. Makers fall frequently, fact, verbal felon, fired up, federally, foundation, fake, all of this whack shit.
Carefully again, two words with sounds for letter G.
I'll be the gift of gab. The
man with the given gift of gab.
I possess the gift of gab.
Gift of gab. Gab.
My gift of gab to boast and brag in every rhyme.
Got the gift of gab.
When I shoot the gift, I shoot
the gift of gab like a harpoon.
On a serious tip, I'm equipped with the gift.
Gift, gab, don't waver.
Yo, man, you got it.
Grab the mic and show you got the gift of gab.
These are the letters B, C, D, and F, and then comes the letter G.
Beatles, and you are listening to them on KEOS, College Station in Bryan, 89.1 FM. Before that, we had Blackalicious with A to G, and Randy Travis, Too Gone for Too Long. And of course, we started that set off with Terry Hendrix doing the Good Times Van. She'll be playing at the Volunteer Jam. So check that out. Call me up, 779-KEOS, 779-5367. First, get yourself caught up on what's going on in the world.
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The international police organization Interpol has issued a red notice for Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, his son Saif al-Islam, and his former intelligence chief Abdullah Sanusi. The notice comes at the request of the International Criminal Court. From the court, here's Anna Holligan.
The red notice is not an arrest warrant. It's a device used by Interpol to assist the ICC. It's also designed to alert their 188 members that these three men are wanted internationally. So it gives backing to the arrest warrants that have already been issued by the International Criminal Court. And it gives all member countries a justification to arrest Muammar Gaddafi, his son and their former intelligence chief, if they're found within their borders.
Protesters across Syria have poured into the streets following Friday prayers, calling for the fall of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and asking for international protection in the face of government oppression. Protests were reported in Damascus, Deir ez-Zor in the east, Deraa in the south, and Qamishli in the north. There were also reports of security forces besieging a mosque near Deraa to stop activists from joining the protests. The Indian Home Minister, P. Chidambaram, has said it's likely that an attack on the Delhi High Court this week was carried out by militants based in India. At least 13 people were killed in the attack on Wednesday. Sanjay Majumdar reports from Delhi.
The Indian Home Minister, P. Chidambaram, told the BBC that the authorities were trying to verify emails allegedly sent by two groups, the Harkatul Jihad al-Islami, or Huji, and the Indian Mujahideen, claiming responsibility for Wednesday's attack. But he said that Huji didn't really have an active presence in India, and the hallmark of Wednesday's attack resembled that of a homegrown Indian terror group. In the past, India has often blamed Pakistan-based groups for carrying out attacks on Indian soil.
The technology company Apple has won a landmark court case in Germany that stops its rival Samsung from selling its tablet computer. A court in Dusseldorf ruled that Samsung's Galaxy Tab copied technology patented by Apple in its groundbreaking iPad and iPhone products. The ban only applies to Germany, but it's thought the ruling paves the way for Apple to request similar bans in other European countries. Here's Mark Gregory.
The court decision means Samsung is banned from selling its Galaxy Tab tablet computers in Germany. The judges accepted Apple's arguments that its patents had been abused because the looks and functioning of the Samsung product so closely resemble the hugely successful Apple iPad. Samsung had already been forced to delay the launch of the product in Australia and has lost a court battle in the United States. The two firms are involved in a series of legal battles over patents around the world, each claiming the other has stolen their technology.
You're listening to the world news from the BBC. President Obama has announced a scheme costing about $450 billion to create jobs and jumpstart the economy. He told Congress, where Republicans are in control of the House of Representatives, that the crisis obliged politicians to end what he called the political circus. The BBC correspondent says Mr. Obama gave Republicans the choice of either backing his proposals or being portrayed as uncaring. A Chinese rights activist has been sentenced to 9 months in prison after attending a demonstration at the trial of three other activists. Wang Lihong was found guilty of creating a disturbance. Her son said she'd merely been fighting for other people's legal rights. A high-ranking Chinese singer has apologised to a couple beaten by his son in a road rage incident on Tuesday, the latest scandal involving children of the rich and powerful in China. Here's Viv Marsh of our Asia-Pacific desk.
Li Shuangjiang, who holds the military rank of general and teaches at the Army's Arts Academy, was photographed in China's official media visiting the injured couple in hospital. Official newspapers said he'd offered compensation and said he took responsibility for his son's behaviour. 15-year-old Li Tianyi was reported to have been driving a sports car without a licence when he and an older youth got into a row with a couple in the car in front of them. Witnesses said the two youths leapt from their cars and beat the couple for several minutes, shouting, "Who dares to call the police?" Bystanders stopped them leaving the scene.
The funeral is taking place today of Mark Duggan, whose shooting by police in London last month sparked riots that spread across England. Hundreds of mourners have taken part in a procession through the housing estate where Mr. Duggan lived. He was shot dead when police stopped a taxi he was travelling in. He is believed to be carrying a gun. The rioting began after Mr. Duggan's family members led a peaceful protest demanding to know why he was shot. BBC News.